got a witty head woman. Stay low that night and day. I got a witty head woman. Stay low that night and day. Well, a woman like that always won't have her way. She'll go out and throw away. I give her my money. She'll go out and throw away. Well, she stays out all night long. Drink up my whole week's pay. Now, woman, get drunk. Don't never have a sober mind. A woman get drunk, don't never have a sober mind. She always broke and hungry, never got a lousy dime. I done worried, worried, till all my hair is gray. I done worried, worried. Well, that woman goes out all night, stays out every day. Now, it's two things, mama, what I do not understand. It is two things, mama, ooh, I do not understand. Why a drunken woman always want a hard-working man.
Too fast for you? What's the story? I said I'll make it all right.
You that you'd be. Some could tell me. But baby, you didn't even try. I said I'll make it all right. My, my. Monday morning till Friday night.
My sonar suit with rhinestone tassels can take on any rodeo you got to throw at it. I mean, I'm a bucking and a licking everything I see inside. Yeah, I'm not unlike the boar of time gone by. You see, with this on, all I need to do is shine and shine alike. And if you don't like it, then you don't know it. From Shinola, I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna feed it to you long and far and hard, 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 hey.
First some free cocaine for you to get it going, all right?
Yeah. Yeah. now, heck now, you're wondering what's going on in this crazy old station here. Well, the giraffe and the sloth are playing a little game of three-card Monty. And let me tell you that sloth, he moved at this end. The old serious missed his trick. That is how he gains the advantage on that game of three-card Monty. Because you get distracted on how slow he's moving the cards around. You think to yourself, he's moving those cards awfully slow. I wonder where the queen is. Where is that queen? And you can never quite find it, especially the giraffe. He keeps pointing with that big, disgusting purple tongue that he has. Well, it's not that disgusting. He uses it, with great, he's good. He's got great positioning. He knows how to use that. He uses that like you wouldn't believe. Let me tell you right now, that giraffe is one sexy thing sometimes, I tell you. When it puts on that negligee, oh my. Talk about one good-looking giraffe. Hey, have I told you lately that you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba? Hey, Ross, getting broadcasting all over this fair city and all over the freaking world on the air. The freaking world on the air. The freaking world on the air. On the WWW there. Hey, and this is Manitoba Moon. I am McMystery, bringing you all kinds of mysteries for your mind and your soul and your inner thoughts. I tell you right now, we're just wondering and wandering through this crazy place of music and happiness and wonder and wisdom and sickness and health. And, yep, married to music, that's for sure. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, that's how many of his way you're bending. It doesn't tell me what I need to do unless I let it. Hopefully you're going to feel it here tonight, some of these here tunes, and hit you right in that place, that unknown spot that makes you you. Yes, indeed, me and you are going on a journey here. We're just kind of floating about, wondering when more music is going to come about. Well, it's coming. Don't you fret. Don't you fear. I've got all kinds of spinny things that are going to spin around for you. Make you feel frowny, make you feel good, make you dip your head in big things of goo. Now, I hope you've whipped up a batch of Jell-O, because we're going to do Jell-O juggling just a bit later. And we'll see how many pieces of Jell-O you can juggle at once, and we'll see whoever can juggle the most gets to eat the Jell-O out of your disgusting hands that you've been juggling them with, perhaps dropping it on the ground. Or, you know, if not, I can send my monkey over, and he likes his food on the ground. He doesn't eat it unless it's been dropped on the ground, so I'm a fine cook when it comes to cooking for monkeys, because I often drop the portions of food upon the ground. Maybe he just likes it. Maybe he just says that he likes it that way. He's a thoughtful creature. Oh, that sloth, he's going so slow with this three-card Monty game. I don't know if it's gonna get any better. My, oh my, oh my. We're bubbling and brewing and doing everything we can do for you here tonight. Hey, hey. Let's hear a few more songs and we're gonna, you know, you think about that Jell-O juggling and then we'll get back to you about that. I know you're wondering, maybe you don't want to ruin things. I would suggest getting out the Saran Wrap. Saran Wrap everything around. Saran Wrap your couch and your floors and your walls and everything. Saran Wrap yourself if you like. Get naked and Saran Wrap yourself. Whip up a batch of that delicious Jell-O, whatever color, whatever flavor you like.
Your hands off your Romeo. Maria is breathe in the madness that is Manitoba Moon. Freaking freak out and blast off, never come back, just go, go, go. Yes, right here, right now, let's do this!
Say, son, give me my overalls, jump with that. Give me my overalls, too.
What you gonna do with them, boy?
Boy, I'm going down in the coal mine.
Coal mine, what you gonna do down there?
I'm gonna do like the rest of the cavemen.
The rest of the cavemen?
Yeah, give me my pick and shovel, too.
What you gonna do with this?
I've got to dig when I get into mine.
Got to dig when you get into mine.
Yeah, and give me my ladder.
That is right behind the door.
Now I'm gonna tell you what the cavemen do.
Let's hear about it.
Mr. Caveman, dog on your caving soul. Mr. Caveman, dog on your caving soul. You better quit your bad habits, digging in every dark hole. Get in the wrong cave, like Floyd Collins did. You won't go to the barber, you won't even shave. You won't go to the barber, you won't even shave. You know a clean face. Don't go in no cave. Play that thing, Bob, play it. Listen to old T trying to get away. Shoot it, Joe. Cause Sonny ain't got no sense no how.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kanas. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanif, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasens, jia, insangu, kef, kif, kief, kine. Thank you.
Hey, now it's time for grooming dips. Today, when trimming nose hairs. Nose hairs are very tricky. One thing you do not want to do is use a straight razor or you'll chop off half your nose. And though tweezers may seem ideal, I find the best method to be letting them grow very long and then go out into the cold and let the snotsicles drip down till frozen, then pull them off and voila, fun for the whole family. Kids love to lick them.
Pot, marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kanas. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanif, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasens, kia, insangu, kef, kif, kief, kine.
Sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time. The American Broadcasting Company presents another in a series of dramatic programs, The Clock. History are closely linked. For history is a series of recorded events which time has endowed with eternal importance. And throughout the course of time and history, the female of the tribe has always been regarded as the weaker sex. I question this theory and submit that there have been great exceptions. Catherine the Great, for example, was hardly the vine-clinging type. And I have yet to see a painting of Lucretia Borgia in a Mother Hubbard. Then there was Cleopatra, a woman who knew what she wanted and took what she wanted when she wanted it. And although this willful lady was unaware of it, her namesake and counterpart was produced 2,000 years later. And this second Cleo was to be the final proof that the female of the species is deadlier than the male.
I'm a guy who likes to make a fast buck, and I don't care how I make it. I'm tough, see? And I've been around. From Seattle to New Orleans and back to Chi, I got a rep. And I earned it. I earned it with my knuckles. When my knuckles wasn't good enough, I used my knees. I'm big, and I'm wide, and I'm built like an ox. And there's nothing that walks, runs, or jumps that can make me crawl. Ricky Morgan's the hardest guy you ever met. That's why I just can't understand it. I first ran into Cleo on the road from San Diego to Tijuana. I had $40 in my pocket and a couple of gallons of gas in my jalopy, just enough to take me across the border and maybe try my luck. She was standing there on the side of the road when my headlights caught her. She didn't move or even wave a thumb. She just waited until I stopped. And the first thing she said to me was,
"Hello, baby."
Waiting for a streetcar?
Got room in the front for me?
Sure. Hop in. What's a kid like you doing on the road at this time of night?
Walking.
Walking? Walking where?
Anywhere.
What's your name?
Cleo.
Mine's Ricky. Ricky Morgan. Maybe you heard of me.
Can't say I have.
Next time you're in the post office, take a look at the wanted sign.
What do you want it for? Loud talk?
I'm only kidding. I'm not running from a rap. I've done my time twice.
Where are you bound for, Ricky?
Do you want to? I'm going to roll me a couple of cubes to see if I can put some fat on the bankroll.
Tijuana is as good a place as any. I'll ride along.
Where are you from, Cleo?
No place in particular.
And that's where you're going.
That's how it looks.
Okay, sister. You can ride along with Ricky.
Thanks, baby.
She was small. Maybe 5'1", and she had hands like a china doll. I'd have given you a sawbuck for every pound she weighed that was over 100. And if I put my arm around her waist and squeezed her hard, I could have busted her in two like a pencil. But it was her hair that got me. She wore it up in a great big fluffy wave, and my fingers were itching to touch it.
What's the matter?
Something wrong with the car.
Why don't you get out and look at the motor?
What's my hurry? I got time. Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
I got a bottle in the back.
I don't drink.
The gal don't drink and the gal don't smoke. What else could I offer by way of making her happy?
Start the car, mister. You're wasting your time.
Look, sugar, don't hand me that. When I pick up a dame on an empty road at 1 a.m...
Don't touch me, mister.
I figure she's looking for company.
Don't touch me.
What's that you're holding against my ear?
It's a hat pin. 9 inches long. You figure you got more than 9 inches between your eardrums, baby?
Hey, put that gimmick away.
Start your motor. And pay attention to your driving, mister. Keep both hands on the wheel.